Not much precipitation will occur across the Midwest as we go forward through the day today, or for that matter, over the next two or three days. The exception will be in the northwestern and some north central portions of the Midwest where some random shower and thunderstorm activity will pop up. Most of this precipitation will not be very significant, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. And for the most part, it's going to impact probably less than 10% of the region today, maybe upwards to 15% over the next 2 days. We don't expect very many areas to be impacted. A cool front will settle southward from Canada into the Great Lakes region, though, and that will occur over the weekend. As that frontal system comes into the region, we'll likely see an increase in scattered shower and thunderstorm activity across a fair amount of that particular region, and perhaps reaching down into portions of northern Indiana, northern Ohio, and northern Illinois, perhaps even into portions of northern Iowa. The frontal boundary will become stationary and then work its way back to the north as a warm front as we finish out the weekend and move towards the first part of next week. The frontal boundary will allow for some strong thunderstorms to develop as we finish out the weekend and as we go on into the early part of next week. Now, the majority of this precipitation is going to be initially light when the front comes down from the north initially, and we'll likely see that result in rain totals running just upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch and mostly just erratically distributed rainfall. As we bring the warm front back into the area northward, we'll likely see a greater amount of precipitation possibly developing, and that will likely occur in northern Illinois, parts of Wisconsin, maybe the extreme northeast corner of Iowa and Minnesota. And that frontal system will likely generate some precipitation of greater significance. That's when we may see quarter to three-quarter inch amounts and some local totals getting upwards over an inch, but it's not going to be a very large area that's impacted in that manner. The frontal boundary will go ahead and push out of the northern parts of the Midwest rather quickly as we move towards the first part of next week. But an upper-level low-pressure system expected to move eastward across the northern plains and parts of Canada's southern prairies will bring another chance for rain and thunderstorms into the northwestern Corn Belt as we move on into the first part of next week, Sunday and Monday in particular. And the frontal boundary will probably slow its forward advancement as we get into midweek next week due to ridge building that's going to be over the Midwest. The frontal system may stall out and will offer an opportunity for repetitive shower and thunderstorms to occur from parts of the Central Plains into the western Great Lakes region as we go from early to midweek next week. The question is will the front completely dissipate or whether it will stay as an active system and just be slow moving? If it's the latter solution, we may see some locally heavy amounts of rainfall, but for right now, we'll just have to sit back and watch and see what happens. But the potential is there for some greater rains to occur in at least a portion of the Central Plains and a part of the Western Corn Belt if the frontal system ends up stalling out. In the meantime, we have two tropical systems that are surrounding the eastern parts of the U.S. The one is going to be in the western part of the Gulf of Mexico, and it's likely to generate a frequent occurrence of showers and thunderstorms across that area and probably impact portions of southern Texas as we move through the week next week. In the second case, the tropical disturbance is near the Lesser Antilles today and will be working its way northward through the southeastern Bahamas and eventually up towards Bermuda as we move on into next week. That storm system could be the primary reason for the frontal boundary just mentioned for stalling out over the western Corn Belt. If that happens, eastern and lower portions of the Midwest may not see a lot of precipitation next week, and we may end up seeing a lot of net drying conditions. Our temperatures are going to be warm. We'll likely see a lot of 80 and 90 degree temperatures returning back to the Midwest this weekend into next week. The only areas that will be cooler will be the Great Lakes region and the far northwestern Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.